From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House is ordering the federal government to acquire a prison in Illinois that will be used to house some detainees from Guantanamo Bay. The small prison is in rural Thompson, Illinois. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is at the White House, along with Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, to be briefed on the matter. Climate negotiators have been split up into smaller groups at talks in Copenhagen in hopes of making progress on many outstanding issues. These groups are supposed to report back to conference organizers later today. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
The talks involve more than 190 nations, and since the United Nations works by consensus, progress is slow. Denmark's Connie Hedegaard, who presides over the meeting, said in a news conference she's frustrated about how little progress has been made in meetings leading up to the summit over the past 2 years.
Now we must bring this to an end, or it could continue endlessly, just getting even more complicated for each conference we have.
Well over 100 world leaders are planning to come to Copenhagen for the talks over the next 3 days. Organizers hope that unprecedented interest in global warming will create the pressure that's needed to reach an agreement. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
A bomb went off in Kabul, Afghanistan today, killing at least 8 people and wounding some 40 others. One of the wounded is the former police chief of Kabul. The attack occurred in a part of the city that's home to several foreign embassies and Afghan officials. Vast numbers of previously lost emails from the White House of former President George W. Bush have been found. They are to be restored. The Obama administration agreed to carry out the restoration, calling it a victory for government transparency. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Two watchdog groups sued the Bush administration over the lost emails and have now settled with the Obama administration. Emails will be restored from 94 specific days. Among the Bush administration controversies on those days, the criminal probe into the leak of Valerie Plame's ID as a CIA covert officer. Melanie Sloan heads up one of the watchdog groups, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
We are, for example, interested in emails from the Office of the Vice President. Once the Department of Justice indicated they wanted to have all records preserved in the leak investigation.
But the potentially recoverable emails span 30 months, more than 22 million messages, so many that the administration can't afford to resurrect them all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic senators will visit President Obama at the White House today. Mr. Obama wants to try to firm up support for legislation overhauling health care. There are contentious points in the legislation involving abortion and whether the Medicare health insurance program should be expanded to include more people. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 29 points at 10,471. The Nasdaq is up a fraction. This is NPR. After a meeting with President Obama, Bank of America says it will increase lending to small and medium-sized businesses next year. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
Through the first 3 quarters of the year, the nation's largest bank says it's loaned out more than $225 billion to businesses it considers small or medium-sized. And after yesterday's meeting at the White House, the Charlotte Bank announced it will be increasing loans to those two groups by $5 billion next year. CEO Ken Lewis says it's part of an effort by the bank to stimulate the economy to help fight unemployment. Yet another U.S. banks have cut back, in some cases dramatically, the amount of money they've loaned during the recession. Lewis says his company's improved financial standing is allowing it to increase lending. J.P. Morgan Chase has also publicly pledged to make more loans to help create jobs. President Obama says he expects U.S. banks to make a, quote, extraordinary commitment to help rebuild the economy. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
One measure of inflation is higher. The Labor Department says inflation at the wholesale level, before it gets to consumers, rose 1.8% last month. That number surprised analysts who were looking for a smaller increase, but most of the jump came in the energy category. When the energy and food categories are dropped, the core rate of inflation, as it's called, rose 0.5%. Wholesale energy costs were up nearly 7% in November. The cost for gas and home heating oil were up sharply. A Rome hospital says Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will go home tomorrow. The Italian leader is recovering from an attack by a man who threw a sharp figurine into the Italian leader's face. This is NPR.